All right, let's look through the window of baseball for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, happy Sunday to you.
Same to you, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Everything's good today. I'm looking forward to the game today. And heck, Jake Peavy last night, and I said he channeled the ghosts of some of the great junk ballers of all time. And the story said he did it because he was sick. Barry Bloom disputes that. But whatever he did, he looked completely different. It was fun to watch it.
Yeah, it was. I don't think he looked completely different. I mean, he hasn't been throwing, you know, flame for quite a while. But, not getting into the 90s at all was a little bit different. But, you know, he's just got to hit spots. You know, if he throws whatever the speed, if he's throwing, you know, fastballs in the guy's wheelhouse and hanging curveballs, it doesn't matter, you know, what the velocity is. The location's everything. And like you say, it reminds you of guys who, you know, Maddux being the best example, you know, a guy who just put it exactly where he wanted it almost every time. And Peavy's never going to get to that point. But to see him do that and really work the hitters and think his way through that, I thought was pretty encouraging.
What do you think Arizona in this series?
Yeah, you know, they're okay. I mean, I felt that even when they were sweeping the Giants, I thought, well, this is a pretty good team, but I can't imagine them sweeping the Giants. I just couldn't figure that out. You know, they made some nice changes. You know, the Shelby Miller thing is really pretty unimpressive, and we've got a fair amount of evidence here. You know, Greinke's going to be great. Goldschmidt's going to be great. They got a couple guys banged up. You know, Drury's an impressive looking kid. They've got some good talent. I think what the Giants are doing here really balances the scorebook a little bit after what happened in San Francisco.
Yeah, Arizona. I mean, they have Owings back to short today, as I said.
He was a good hitter too.
Yeah, Nick Ahmed just take the bat out of his hands, and Michael Bourne is now on the team. He's not playing today. But I could see they put this kid Herman at center field. Nice hitter. He's a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Basically, Owings is now back at short, and I guess Michael Bourne will be up shortly to play center field. But let's jump ahead a little bit to Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. We had Peter McGowan on this morning, Bruce, talking about some of his accomplishments and his history with the Giants and baseball in general. Worthy member of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely. Jeez, yeah. I mean, he was, you know, you talk about the greatest ballpark in the major leagues and something that just changed everything about the way Bay Area fans view the game in terms of going to a game, the absolute treasure that's AT&T, that's, you know, Pac Bell originally, that's his baby. You know, he had so much to do with it. You know, whatever you think about any of the moves he made or how he treated this or that, I think the stadium thing alone gets him in.
Yeah, and also, of course, being, you know, spearheading the group to keep the Giants here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to – he's a real baseball guy. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to him. You know, you go back to the New York days like he does. He really knows a lot about the game's history, what it was like, you know, when the three teams were in New York, the ballparks, the personnel. I've always enjoyed talking to him about those things, and that's another good thing about his candidacy is that he's really does love and understand the game at a pretty deep level.
So also going in, Jeff Kent, he sort of focused on Peter McGowan, but Kent going in most worthy. I think he's a Hall of Famer, you know, in the big Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, but he goes in as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's some debate about his big time Hall of Fame candidacy, but around here, I mean, you know, you talk about one of the greatest hitting second basemen in history, period, you're into the Bay Area Hall of Fame. I think we appreciate him more now than we did at the time.
Yeah.
His power was so overshadowed by, you know, by Bonds and even, you know, like Rich Aurelia in 1 year. I mean, guys were hitting home runs like crazy and in that era, and it didn't seem terribly special, but it does much more so in retrospect. And he was a tough, hard-nosed second baseman out there. And, you know, pretty good voice in the perspective in the clubhouse as well. So I've always he's a complex guy, a difficult guy sometimes, but absolutely worthy of that honor.
Yeah, I hosted an event for Cal, their alumni dinner in February when I came up for the Fan Fest, and he was there. He was one of the honorees. And, you know, I had to look up a little bit of his background, and, you know, he was a heck of a second baseman. Everyone says, oh, you know, great hitter in this, but he played over 2,000 games at second base. 2,000 games at second, and he had participated in like 1,200 double plays.
Yeah, as I was saying, you know, the way you really get respect at that position is to stand in there, especially it's a little different now with these slide rules, but, you know, when guys could come in there looking to take you out in a hard way, he hung in there and got that double play. He was a tough-minded guy, and he stood up to that challenge routinely and pretty well. I mean, I don't recall too many occasions where a collision took him out for, you know, extended periods. He could take a pounding, and there's nothing quite like the pounding you take at second base when you get enough guys coming in trying to take you out.
No, I brought up, you know, we got cut off a little bit yesterday when your phone overheated, which believe me, has happened to me. Trust me, in Arizona, it happens to me a lot.
Yeah, I had no idea it could overheat, but I get it now.
Yeah, you got to keep it up by the air conditioning is what I do. You gotta,
exactly.
That'll do it. But we touched on the Matt Bush story. With the Texas Rangers, and I happened to mention it to Dwayne on our talk back, and I said, boy, the last guy I remember coming out of prison and, you know, coming to the big leagues, Ron LaFleur.
Yeah.
And the first thing Dwayne said was he went in very hard at second base, and then I thought of Kent, what you just said, standing there. You know, to be a second baseman in those days, they came in hard, and that's why this rule is in place now, which is beyond whatever they need. But if you were a second baseman, Ron LaFleur was coming in, you better, you know, get out of the way.
Yeah, and he came in with a ton of momentum. He was one of the fastest guys in the big leagues, but he was built like a running back. So, that's a big load there.
And Dwayne said the one thing, he didn't have a lot of credibility because the next spring he said, I'm going to get 300 hits.
Good luck there. I mean, Ty Cobb didn't do that.
No. So Dwayne, that's what he said. Dwayne said after that we had to take him with a grain of salt after that. But very, very funny. Hey, David Ortiz had quite a day yesterday.
When doesn't he?
Holy,
jeez,
you know, Bruce,
guy.
This guy, you know, he could be in the MVP consideration.
Oh my goodness. It's one thing I noticed on Twitter. He has, I think, 21 walk-off hits, and the stat was the last guy to have that many, not the all-time record, but the last guy to have that many was Dusty Baker. How about that?
Mm.
Yeah, walk-off hits. But, I mean, this guy, he's been doing this his whole life, and he seems like he's even better than ever somehow. I mean, he's just devastating up there. Doesn't matter who's out there. Just the way he stands in, just the look on his face, just the command is absolutely intact. I mean, it's so much more than a reputation. He's absolutely the same guy that he's been. And if he does retire, it's going to be one of the great, you know, classy, well-timed retirements of all time. Although, if you're still that great, maybe you got to give it another shot.
Well, is he doing the farewell tour? Because he does come out here. We got him out here. Is he doing the tour? I'm not sure he's doing
it. No. I mean, he's there have been some pretty touching moments where guys have come over to him, and I'm not sure if teams have actually given him a pregame gift or not, but I've seen these clips of, you know, guys giving him a hug if it's the last time they're going to see him on the field facing him. It seems like he's going to go through with it. I mean, I'm sure he has reasons, you know, beyond just, you know, am I cutting it or not? It just feels like it's time. But and that team probably will get to the postseason, and the possibilities of him, what he could do in his last year, are just, you know, they're limitless.
He reminds me of Yastrzemski when I grew up. Every time the Red Sox needed a big hit, Yastrzemski came up and got a big hit. And that's what he reminds me of. It's the same kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, Yaz in 67, he seems like he got a big hit like every day. And the Red Sox won it all, and that's a little bit what's happening now. They, you know, the Sandoval's gone. They've got just tremendous youth all around Ortiz and Hanley Ramirez. Pitching's been pretty good, and they're really rolling right now.
All right, so Matt Cain today. We know PV, you know, dialed it back last night, and he's probably got to do a mixture of what he's done in the past and what he did last night. I don't think you could sit on, you know, 85 to 87 because they'll kill you after a while without a great breaking ball. But Matt Cain today, Bruce, what do you expect from him?
Well, I mean, I have no idea, really. I'd like to think that he's, you know, what he found, made a few more discoveries as far as location and release point and all those mechanical things in his last outing, because he was really very good. He was outstanding. He was what they'd like to see every outing from him. You know, I'd like to think he can do it again. The Giants are on a roll. I think they've been pitching the Arizona hitters really well. The scouting reports are good. Kane's all over that kind of thing. They haven't been really hurt by the long ball. They've been a lot of line drives have been hit, but you know they've kind of kept Goldschmidt intact.
And, yeah.
And you know Kane's a smart guy. If he follows what he intends to do, he should be good. I mean, he's the fastball has been live. The breaking pitch has been good. And, you know, there's no question about him just as a competitor, as a presence out there. And the more outings like this he has, you know, the more dangerous he's going to get because, you know, everybody's going to be believing in him, and those things can just steamroll.
Yeah, what I'm looking for today is if he does get hit, where the pitch is when he gets hit.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see today. I want to see him try to stay off the plate or come in and stay away from the middle of the plate. And I think that's the big thing for him. So we'll see what happens. When we finish our segment, we're going to do one of our greatest games in Giants franchise history here. And I'll just mention the two names, Marichal Spahn.
Yeah. You want me to go, well, 16 innings. And,
yeah.
And Willie Mays ends it. And
pretty good.
You know, the great conversation Mays had, he says, you know, I'm just going to end it right here. I forget who he said that to. Maybe he said that to Marichal, but
yeah,
it's,
he
like,
did.
It's time for this thing to end.
Right.
And here's Marichal and Spahn pitching, still pitching in the 16th. That's one of my favorite games of all time because I looked it up. Those two guys, their starts after that, after 3 days rest, no problem. Just another, you know, typical typical good outing, throwing a lot of pitches. That's just how it was then. Mm. And I kind of miss those days. I mean, you got 13-man pitching staffs now, and we had a situation last night where Peavy was done after six innings, but he comes up to hit in the top of the seventh, you know, to get a bunt down. I get it, but, I mean, you don't have enough pinch hitters to send a real hitter up there.
No, you can't waste one.
You can't waste one, which is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too many pitchers.
Yeah.
Too many. All right, that's a subject for next week. When the Cubs come in town, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I'll be out there for that. That's
going to be fun. All right, have a great Sunday, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. All right, more coming up.